Be welcome to another episode of Transurfing World. In today's episode, we are going to go over the transurfing principle called idealization. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. Idealization. When a person creates their own myth, sooner or later, they're always dispelled. If you don't want to experience disappointment, observe the three don'ts rule. Whatever happens, don't increase your levels of attributed importance. Nothing is quite as important as it would wish to appear. Don't make an idol of anyone. They are much more earthbound than they look. Don't sugarcoat reality. Everything is really quite prosaic. Strive always to evaluate reality in a sober manner. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis. Be welcome to another episode. In this episode, we are going to go over the transurfing principle called idealization. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle itself from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zeeland. Alright, so we are going to start off the podcast by, you know, defining what idealization is. When you idealize something, you're thinking, you're expecting something from someone or from something, right? You're expecting something. You create an expectation. That's what we call idealization. You create expectations in your mind. Let's say you meet a person, you know, let's say you fall in love with that person, and in your mind, you start creating these idealizations, these images, these expectations. And when you do this, what you're doing is you're creating excess potential. Because you're only using your energy to create ideas on this person or on this thing. It can be anything. But within, you are creating these ideas, these, you know, expectations about someone. And the only thing you're doing with this is you're going off balance. You're not focusing on your own. You know, you're not focusing on your energy here. In this case, you are just wasting your energy because what you are creating here, the thing, you know, the expectations you are coming up with are not real. These are only thoughts in your mind. This is not even intention. You are not intending anything here. You're only thinking. You are creating that this person is so beautiful. You know, she might like, you know, this and that. I should take her to this place. You know, you start thinking in this way. And when you do this, according to transurfing, what you're doing here is you're only creating excess potential. You're creating distortion in the surrounding energy field. Because what you're thinking is not real. It doesn't exist. It doesn't belong to this reality. So be aware of your thoughts. That's what we call idealization. When you create an image in your mind that is not even real. And again, the only thing you are doing is you're creating distortion in your mind. In your mind, in your heart, in your, you know, on the inside. So in this case, balancing forces try to eliminate the heterogeneity, and in the majority of cases, their action is aimed at debunking the myth. So balancing forces, you know, the more energy you use to create this idealization of this person, the more energy it's going to take to balance your inside. You know what I mean? Because you're creating excess potential, and this energy needs to be driven to a place. It needs to be dealt with. Right? So you have to understand, the more you think about something, don't let thoughts, you know, carry you away, because you're going to be immersed in this, you know, in this place where you get influenced by your thoughts. And the more you create, the more energy you are going to waste. I want you to understand this point very, very clear, because you don't need to do this. There is no use of it. You're only wasting your energy. When the more energy you use, you are creating distortion inside. And I'm pretty sure you may have felt this. You met someone, or you see something, like you something that you want to buy, right? You see, you saw the commercial on the on TV, you know, this I don't know. This is something that you really want, right? And you ordered this thing. Right, let's say, I don't know, it's a television, it's a, I don't know, a microwave, whatever it is, right? And you start thinking that this, maybe in this microwave, I'm gonna be able to cook, you know, delicious foods, and I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna follow this recipe, and then my, you know, my meals are going to be way better than they are right now. And you start creating expectations, right? And long story short, you know, you get your microwave, right? And then it's not as you pictured. So all this energy you created in the first place is wasted, no longer exists. You created distortion in your heart, in your soul, you know, because it's like you create something and at the end it doesn't happen. You're only wasting your energy. You know what I'm doing here? And it's the same with a person. When you meet someone, and you create expectations, oh, this person is so beautiful, she may like, I don't know, sports, she may like romantic music, right? I'm going to take her to the movie theater, and I'm pretty sure she likes romantic movies, right? And then you start thinking over and over, what movie should I pick, you know, so I can watch with her, and you create, you know, these expectations. And at the end, you know, it turns out that this person does not like romantic movies. She likes horror movies or action movies. These are things that happen. So you have to change the narrative here. Don't create expectations. Do not idealize anything. Because the only thing you're doing is creating excess potential, creating distortion inside. I hope that is clear. So you have to change the narrative. And I, as I read in the principle, you know, there are three don't rule. The first one, whatever happens, don't increase your levels of attributed importance. We talked about dropping importance so many times in this podcast. Don't attribute so much importance to anything. Live your life as it goes. You know, it's not like you have to attribute a lot of importance to a certain thing or to a certain person, because the only thing you're doing is creating excess potential. So do not attribute a lot of importance, excess, you know, importance to anything. Nothing is as quite important as it would wish to appear. That's what it said in the principle, right? The second don't rule is, don't make an idol of anyone. Don't make an idol of anyone. They are much more earthbound than they look. Do not idolize anyone. Again, when it comes to people, if you meet someone and you're saying, like, you start idolizing her, or idolizing him, you know, you start thinking something about that person, and then it turns out that it's not as you thought. So don't make an idol of anyone. And the third don't rule, it's don't sugarcoat reality. everything is really quite prosaic. Strive always to evaluate reality in a sober manner. So, in a previous principle, we've discussed, you know, the thing that, you know, when you're aware of everything, you can think more rationally. And in transurfing, when you have awareness is key. Awareness is super important. So whenever you're going through life, whenever you're doing anything in life, you have to be aware. You must be aware. But you have to change the narrative here. So when you are going through any event, when you are doing anything, try to look at the thing or try to look at the event from an outsider perspective. Like if there is a play and you are a person watching from the audience, right? And try to have like a behind the scene look at what's going on. And that's when you're going to see that your options are going to increase. Reality is all about options. All the things, all the choices you've made so far have led you to this point in reality. So if you want to change your reality, you want to leave your dream reality, you have to change your narrative. You have to switch your narrative. You have to change your choices and start looking at the world from a different perspective. Step back and look at your problems from a different perspective. Do not act right away. When you face a problem, don't act right away. Give your subconscious mind a second to think, to dig through your problem and just to come up with a better solution. Because if you do not exercise your subconscious mind, if you don't find your connection between your heart and your mind, you're going to come up with the same responses, with the same answers as of today. And your life is not going to change. Your reality is not going to change. So with the help of intention, you change your reality. You have to intend. In transurfing, everything is already here. No, in transurfing, in this universe, in this world, we got everything here. Nothing lacks. All right, so it's very important that you understand that there's, with the power of intention, you are not creating anything here in this world. What you are doing here, and if you're following the course of transurfing, you are just changing, you are just shifting your reality. You are, with the power of other intention, you are shifting your position in this reality. And there are so many things I can talk about, you know, intention, but I've already covered intention topics in previous episodes. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Outer intention is amazing. And if you, by this point, if you don't know what outer intention is, just go back and check out, you know, that episode. But again, it's all about, you know, this principle, idealization, is all about, you know, you finding your own path. Do not create anything. Go with the flow. When you meet someone, do not create excess potential. Do not create distortion. Do not come up with things that may not be real. Don't do it. Why? You are creating distortion. The moment something goes wrong, you create a distortion. When you create excess potential, you know, you meet someone, you create these expectations. At the end, it turns out that this person is not like you thought. You create more distortion. You know, there is no connection between heart and mind. And that's not going to leave. That's not going to end up well. If you are in a course of transurfing, you need to be aware. You need to be aware of all these things. Don't idealize anyone, don't idol anyone, and this is what this transurfing principle is all about. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, subscribe to the podcast. And nothing, if you got any transurfing related experience or any question, feel free to reach out to me. And nothing, as always, thank you so much for listening again. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. And I will see you tomorrow with another Transurfing Principle. Take care and peace.